When a school closes in rural Alaska, families who stay face tough choices. They can send their children away to school in another village or city, or they can homeschool their kids. Clark's Point fought for a third option, to reopen their school. The school, which closed in 2012, will be back in session next week. KDLG's Avery Lill has more.
Clark's Point is one of two schools in the Southwest Region School District that was closed because it did not meet the 10-student minimum enrollment set by the state. Portage Creek is the other. The school at Portage Creek has been closed since 2005. That village is now largely a summer fishing community, with an official year-round population of two. Clark's Point saw its population decline as well after its school closed.
It was kind of sad. A lot of kids left. A lot of families left.
That's Clark's Point resident George Romandos. This year, the village saw a brief window of opportunity. The village council heard from residents that they wanted to see the school reopened. As the council explored the option, enough families committed to bringing their children back to Clark's Point to meet the minimum enrollment. Danielle Akins is the village administrator.
I'd hear that people wanted back, but they would say there aren't jobs, there isn't a school, if there was housing. And suddenly these things are opening up, and apparently they really meant what they said, that if these things existed, this is the place in the world we'd want to be.
13 students are registered for this school year. Akins said it is unlikely the village could have met the minimum enrollment if the process had been put off another year. At least two families, a significant number in a village of 63 people, told the council that they would move if no school opened in the fall.
We assumed that if we didn't get the school this year, that our village couldn't sustain itself. That is the impact of having a school, that you don't get new people wanting to move in because there isn't a school for their children and you have people having to leave.
With the headcount in place, the village initiated a conversation with the Southwest Region School District. They needed to hire staff and find a new building. Using the old school building was not an option because it needs to be renovated to meet current building code. Steve Noonkesser is the district's associate superintendent.
It's been a year of trying to find ways to get facilities in place, ensure that we have enough students, and then kind of how to make this happen. The community has played a vital role in helping find facilities, working with BBDC and other agencies in the area to try to bring funding together. It's the heart of the community.
After a year of working with the school district and other area agencies, the school is set to open on August 21st. Clark's Point received a block grant from the Bristol Bay Economic Development Corporation for a modular school building. It was delivered to the village in two pieces. The goal is to have it assembled and utilities connected in time for the first day of school. If construction is delayed, however, classes will be held initially in the village council building. The teacher and principal, Shannon Harvilla, arrived from Florida in July. The residents' enthusiasm and effort were obvious to him even as they communicated with him before his arrival about plans for the school year.
The community is absolutely, totally excited. The kids are excited. The parents are excited. They've missed the school tremendously, and it's just a giant accomplishment to see all the hard work of the village come together. I mean, they say it takes a village to raise a kid. It took a village to raise the school and bring it back.
Members of the community described the school's reopening as a dream come true. One said that she and her grandson were packing to leave the village so that he could start school somewhere else when word came that Clark's Point School would reopen. Josephine Ingram's children were living in Anchorage. She moved them to Clark's Point last week.
Glad for my kids to be able to come experience, you know, picking the berries and looking forward to the moose hunting coming up and the skiff rides, all of that, all of the nature stuff. They're going to be learning about their culture also.
Longtime resident Diane Tennyson summed it up.
Because this is home.
In Clark's Point, I'm Avery Lill.